Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I am your host, Hannah Elise, and I need to just get right into the weekly catch-up prompts because I have something to talk about and I can hardly contain myself any longer. This is something that I believe I talked about last. Yes, I talked about this in last week's episode, so this is my follow-up to that. But first, I'm going to tell you, okay, so this is starting off really hectic, but I have been thinking about literally nothing else except for this since last night. So I want to talk about it. But first, I'm going to do my first prompt, which is always what I'm drinking. What's Hannah drinking? Right now, Hannah is drinking. Ew, talking about myself in the third person, that just cringe. I gave myself the ick. I am drinking my iced coffee. Shocker. It is actually 5:30 p.m. That is not late for me to have an iced coffee. I don't know why. I just wanted to mention, set the scene that it was 5:30 p.m. But I'm drinking my iced coffee that I mixed with my protein shake. I think I talked about this last week as well. I can never remember exactly what I talked about in each episode, so I apologize. But I'm drinking my iced coffee mixed with my vanilla protein shake. I also added a little bit of almond milk to it and a splash of sugar-free vanilla syrup and my cinnamon. So that's what I've got right now. I've been doing that the last couple of weeks. Still going strong. It's actually tasting better and better by the day. I guess I'm just like probably getting used to it, the taste of mixing it with my protein shakes. But since the protein shake is vanilla, it kind of works. You know what I mean? So I've been doing that. I'm feeling kind of good about it that I'm combining those two things. All right, now, okay, we're going to get into it. My second prompt. One thing that I'm grateful for right now. You guys, I am grateful for Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. And I actually am grateful for Rebecca Yarros for writing Fourth Wing. I am grateful for everything about that book. I am grateful that it exists. I'm grateful for the entire storyline. I'm grateful for the romance. I'm grateful for the characters. I finished this book last night. Oh my god. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to say anything other than this is potentially the best book that I've ever read in my life. Potentially. I'm having a difficult time coming up with a book that I've read that enthralled me more than this one did. I would pay anything to be able to read this book again for the first time. I really feel like I soaked it in. I took my time reading this because I didn't want to fly through it. I was enjoying it so much. It was like 660 pages long, and I loved every single minute of reading this book. Oh my god, the ending, my jaw was on the fucking floor. I am so excited for November 7th. November 7th is when the second book comes out. Oh, bitch, nobody speak to me on November 7th for any reason, because that is what I will be doing. I will be reading all day. I don't care. If you have not read this book, you have to read this book. You have to read this book. I'm going to be screaming it from the rooftops. I'm already telling literally all of my friends that haven't already read this book to read it, because it was so freaking good. It's all I can think about. I just want to start it again. I want to start reading it again already. I'm definitely going to reread Fourth Wing before the second one comes out. So probably like beginning of November, I'm going to read it again. I already can't wait. I think I want to buy it physical copy. I read it on my Kindle, but I think I want to have a physical copy of it because this book changed my life and I just need to have it in my physical possession. I've been texting my friend Emma, who has also read this book, the entire time that I've been reading it. I've been sending her my thoughts, my responses. Obviously she knew like what was coming and everything. And now I want my friends to do that for me. I want my friends to read the book for the first time and text me their thoughts, like play-by-play thoughts, so that I can relive it. Because oh my god, the serotonin that that book brought me. I laughed, I cried multiple times. I had every emotion. It was so good. I was gripped. I was sat. I have never felt so fully invested. Like, I felt like I was in this universe. It was so well created, curated, described. If there is one thing you're taking from this episode, just at least Google this book, Fourth Wing. read the description. You should freaking read it, okay? One of, like, the best books I've ever read in my entire life. So that's the one thing I'm grateful for, and I just really needed to get that off my chest because it's all that I've been thinking about, and I just want to keep talking about it, and I need more people who've read that book to talk about it with me because the ending, I mean, like, I... Oh! No, everything. The romance. Stop.
Oh my god.
It's so good. I want to reread it right now. I'm not going to, but I want to so bad. But that's the one thing that I'm grateful for right now is that specific book. And I'm also, by proxy, grateful for the way that this book has slingshot me back into reading. Like, I've never been more jazzed up about reading before in my life. Not that I was necessarily in a slump, but I just haven't made the time to read, and I love to read. It's literally my favorite way to unwind. I would rather get lost in a book than scrolling on my phone any day, but I feel like a lot of the time it takes me conscious effort to allot time in my days and in my weeks to read because I can so easily deem that kind of a extracurricular. Like, if I feel like I don't have time, then that I won't read, you know? But I love it so much. It makes me so happy, and it's important to me. Like, I really enjoy it, so I think that I just need to make time for it and have a conscious effort to do that, because I can't, you know, deprive myself of things that I enjoy. That doesn't make sense. Like, that's no way to live life. So this book has absolutely catapulted me back into my love for reading. Okay, I'm done. Thank you for listening to me word vomit about this book for like 6 minutes. But I had to do it. I just needed to tell somebody. Oh my god, it was so good. So read Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros if you have not already. And get ready for November 7th because I know I'm ready. And no one speak to me all day on November 7th. Thank you very much. And lastly, one thing that I am looking forward to this week, actually weekend, I'm really excited for because my dad is coming into town. Not only am I excited to see him, but as I mentioned in my last episode, Charlie, my cat, has been vacationing at my parents' house for the last few weeks. It's been almost a month that I haven't seen her, and it's absolutely ripping me to shreds inside. So when my dad comes to visit this weekend, he's bringing Charlie, and Charlie and I will be reunited, and Charlie will be back living in this freaking apartment with me, and I'm so excited. I miss her so much. It is painful. I FaceTime my mom every night, and I talk to Charlie through the phone, and I just I just miss her so much. I miss her little fluffy, oh gosh, I just want to give her kisses and love and cuddles, and I'm gonna see her this weekend, and I'm so excited. We have some other fun plans. There's currently like an Oktoberfest thing going on in New York City. It was happening the last two Saturdays, and I think that this coming Saturday is the final one, so we might try to go to that. That sounds like a lot of fun, right up our alley. And then we're gonna get dinner at this place my dad's really been wanting to try, and I haven't been before. And then we're gonna go to a soccer game this weekend. I'm so excited. My favorite soccer player. I haven't really talked much about any of this probably, but I played soccer growing up from when I was, I think, like 6 or so to like 18. Soccer's always been a really big part of my life, and I love women's soccer. I love the United States women's national team. I love watching the World Cups. I got really into the NWSL, National Women's Soccer League, back when I was, I think, in like early high school maybe, or like late middle school. Because I lived in Pennsylvania, and there's a team called the Washington Spirit. I don't even know why I'm going through all of this, but basically, my favorite soccer player, her name is Allie Krieger. She played for the Washington Spirit. She was on the women's national team. She also went to Penn State. I've just loved her for so, so many years. I've met her so many times. Like, when the NWSL was not as popular as it is now, like before they won the World Cup in 2015, we would go to the games all the time, and the players would stay after and sign autographs and talk to the fans. And I have so many pictures with Allie Krieger. Like, I met her. My dad met her dad. Like, it was a whole thing. I love her. I've always loved her. And right now she plays for Gotham FC, which is the New York, New Jersey area NWSL team. And this is her final season playing soccer. And this weekend is her last regular season game of her career. So we're going. And I'm so excited. I haven't been to an NWSL game in so long. I've actually never been to one that wasn't the Washington Spirit. So I'm just excited to be there. And it feels really special because I've loved her since literally Penn State. And then she played in Germany. And then she played in, she started in the NWSL and played in the World Cups. And now we're here. And I'm just, yeah. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a really fun weekend. Another thing that I'm happy about, which I need to just like, I'm just keep going on and on. But it's actually getting to be fall weather. Yesterday was the first day that it was like 60-ish degrees. And like a brisk 60. And it is making me so happy. I love fall weather more than anything. Like fall is the best season. Hands down, no arguments. I'm not here to argue. This is just, I'm speaking my truth. And for the last, it's October. Why was it 80 degrees last week in October? It was not the fall vibes that I needed. And now it's getting cooler and I am so happy about it. I can almost hear the leaves crunching under my feet. I don't hear them yet because it's still early and a lot of them haven't fallen. I can feel it. I can smell it. I can taste it. And that's actually a perfect segue into the topic of today's episode, which is fall. I wanted to make an episode all about fall because fall is my favorite season, as I've said a gazillion times. To me, fall is unmatched. There is no season that makes me as happy as fall does. Fall feels like serotonin straight to my veins. I thrive in the fall in so many aspects of life. And I actually compiled a list of some things that I love about fall. And I wanted to review that list with you in this episode today and just use it as a springboard to talk about why I love fall so much. And I wanted to just make this a nice, cozy, fall-themed episode. If you are like me and you love fall, this is the episode for you. Maybe light a candle. I had a candle lit. Should I turn it back on? It was lit for like a long time and I wanted to give it a break because I know you're supposed to do that. I'm going to go put the candle back on and I'll be right back. Okay, I can confirm the candle is lit. It is called Smoked Pumpkin and Hickory. It's a candle I got from TJ Maxx last season from DW Home. I actually realized a couple of days ago that I am very low on my fall candles, which is a tragedy because those are my absolute favorite candles to burn. I burn fall candles when it's not fall, the same way that I drink iced coffee when it's not hot. They're just my favorite and they make me happy. So things that make me happy, I don't think they need to have a specific season and then you never enjoy them the rest of the year. That's just not how I feel. So I'm actually running extremely low on my fall candle supply. I've burned through several of them in the last couple weeks. And so I think I'm going to go out sometime this week and purchase some new fall candles. I'm planning on filming a like fall in New York City video. I feel like I don't know if it's a little early for that since the leaves haven't changed yet. I don't know. I just wanted to do a getting into the fall spirit video, and fall in New York City is one of the greatest loves of my life. It is the best time of the year here, if you ask me. I also love the holidays here for obvious reasons, but fall just takes the cake. Nothing is better to me than fall in New York City. The vibes are absolutely unmatched. So I wanted to do a vlog on my YouTube channel, doing some fall things, getting myself into the fall spirit, and just enjoying the beginning of fall in New York City. So anyway, watch out for that. If you aren't subscribed to my YouTube channel already, I'll put the link in the show notes. It's just Hannah Elise. If you aren't, I'm really interested in this. Are there people listening to this podcast that found this podcast not from my YouTube channel? I don't know why I thought that when I started a podcast that like only people who already knew of my like YouTube or something would want to listen. I don't really know how podcast platform algorithms work. Like how, if you didn't know that I did, like if you had never come across my YouTube videos before or anything and you just found this podcast and that's the first that you've heard from me, can you let me know? And like, can you let me know what, how that came about? Feel free to answer that in the Instagram post that I'm gonna put up on the podcast Instagram, which is Digital Diary Pod. for this episode, feel free to sound off in the comments with that, or you could DM me on the podcast Instagram account. I'm just really curious, if you didn't come from my YouTube or my other social medias and you found this podcast, or you were introduced to this podcast from something that wasn't that, I'd really love to know what it is. And thanks for being here. What the hell was I saying? Oh, my YouTube. Yes. So I'm planning on doing that vlog on my YouTube channel, but that's what we're going to be talking about today. Fall. This is going to be the coziest episode I've made yet, because just thinking about fall and talking about fall makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. It's a feeling that comes with this season, and I wrote this down on my list. One of the things that I love about fall is the overall feelings of nostalgia, coziness, and warmth that come with fall. I can't explain it. I just associate the fall season with nostalgic, cozy, warm memories and feelings. I love watching nostalgic movies in the fall. That was another thing on my list. For example, Harry Potter. Harry Potter, the whole series to me, feels like fall. And it's not necessarily like set in the fall all the time. There are some movies that are set in the fall, but it feels like fall to me because it's nostalgic and it just feels like cozy. And everything that I associate with the feelings of coziness and nostalgia, I also associate with fall. Going along with the nostalgic movies and the fall movies, I want to talk about some of my favorite actual like fall themed movies. A lot of these are from my childhood, which again feeds into the whole nostalgic thing. These are just going to be off the top of my head. I didn't write any of these down, but obviously the Halloween Town series, amazing series. I would say my favorite by far is the Return to Halloween Town one. I don't know why that even is, but I just think that that one is the best. I think that the first one is like the most nostalgic to me when they first go to Halloween Town and all of that. And my favorite one is Return to Halloween Town when they go to college at Witch University. And I'm gonna say this because, like, if you haven't seen these movies, they've been out for so long. It's the one where they find out that Grandma Aggie is or was like the queen or something of something, and they do the flashbacks, and I love that so much. It's just, I don't know, that movie feels like fall. The whole series obviously feels like fall because it is based on Halloween. What other Halloween movies are there? I actually just watched The Haunted Mansion the other night with my friend Emma when she was here. That movie actually scares the shit out of me, breaking my silence. It's the like one with Eddie Murphy. When I was younger and I watched that movie, it scared the shit out of me. And then I'm 24 years old and we just sat here and watched it the other day. Scared the shit out of me. There was a time where Emma like audibly yelped at a jump scare in the movie. Was that a children's movie? That movie was scary. Like very, very freaky vibes. And I mean, great movie. And it's funny that like Eddie Murphy kind of adds some comedic relief, but without him, like the movie's quite scary. And it's as scary as I remember. I thought that it would be less frightening to me since I've gotten older, but no, that is not the case. Why am I blanking on literally every other Halloween themed movie? Hocus Pocus. I really like Hocus Pocus. I actually had never even seen Hocus Pocus until a few years ago. That was a recent thing for me. Hocus Pocus was not a childhood movie for me. I don't know why. I feel like I had always known about it, but I hadn't actually sat and watched it until a few years ago. And that movie's obviously very fall. It feels cozy. I should watch that like today. That would be nice. Another childhood movie I think that could be considered fall is Twitches and Twitches 2. Another movie that really scared me when I was younger. The whole like darkness or whatever theme and that, it got me, man. It scared me. I haven't seen either of those in a long time. Just talking about these movies is making me want to go and watch them. I have Disney Plus, so maybe I honestly should, because it's been so long. I know the premise, like I remember vaguely, but it's been probably a decade since I've seen either Twitches or Twitches 2. So I should go back and watch those. Like, it's tough because I want to do that, but then I also want to start a new book that's makes me feel like fall. So maybe I'll just like piggyback onto that now. Another thing about fall that I wrote that I love is a cozy night in. With or without, I guess. I love a cozy night in regardless, but a cozy night in with a book and a cozy book that feels like fall. Not necessarily a book that takes place in the fall, but something that for some reason gives me a fall vibe. For example, Fourth Wing. Something about Fourth Wing gave me fall vibes. Maybe it's like the fantasy of it all, and I associate a lot of fantasy stories with the fall for some reason. And it also kind of reminded me just the slightest bit of Harry Potter. And Harry Potter I associate with fall. So I think that fantasy is my new fall book genre. And I really want to lean into that. And I have a laundry list of books that I need to read that are so popular and feels like series that everyone has read and I haven't. So I have so many to get into this fall. And I'm just so excited. Like a cozy night in with the overhead lights off, just having like nice lamps on and a candle burning. And maybe even if I'm feeling crazy, I'll put a YouTube video on my TV that is like the crackling fireplace for 8 hours video, and having a cozy blanket and curling up and reading a book. I prefer physical books. I feel like those just are way cozier to me than reading on my Kindle. But for the sake of my lack of space in my little apartment, I have a Kindle so I can save some space, especially if the books are long. But there's nothing that compares to curling up with a physical book and flipping the pages and smelling the pages. It just makes me so happy. I think that when I go and do my fall, getting into the fall spirit video that I just talked about, I'm going to go to bookstores. I associate books with fall just because books make me feel cozy. And bookstores specifically give me a fall vibe because they make me feel cozy and warm and nostalgic. So I'm definitely going to include that, and I want to pick up some new like physical books, and I want to get Fourth Wing as a physical copy so I can actually experience the like flipping through the pages of that book. Gosh, I'm just all over this list. None of this is in order. Let's just continue on though. I mentioned earlier how much I love the fall weather. Sunny and 60 degrees is my ideal weather situation. Period. This weather allows for me having my windows open, and the air is just crisp enough. Like, it's not cold yet, but it's crisp and it's fresh. And just having the crisp, fresh 60 degree air coming into my apartment, oh my God. Like, having my windows open, a fall candle burning, and crisp fall air coming into my apartment makes me unbelievably happy. And then also, this weather allows for me to wear fall outfits. One of my favorite things about fall is dressing for fall. And by far, fall is my favorite season to dress for. I love fall outfits. I love fall fashion. I love the coziness, the sweaters, the colors, the boots. I love it all. I'm such a neutral toned girly. I pretty much only wear neutrals, and the fall colors of like shades of brown and whatnot. Oh my God, I love it. I love it. I love layering. I love turtlenecks. I love chunky sweaters. I love oversized stuff that makes me feel cozy and warm. I love my UGG boots. I love scarves, like a really warm scarf, patterned scarves, solid colored scarves. I got super into scarves last fall. I'm so excited to break my scarves out this fall. They just make the outfit feel so much cozier. I enjoy so much going onto Pinterest and searching fall outfits and just scrolling and getting inspiration. And then recreating them. And I just feel confident in fall outfits. Like when I'm dressing for fall and I'm layering and I'm wearing my turtlenecks and I'm wearing my oversized sweaters and all of that, like that is when I feel the most confident in my outfits and in just like how I look. I thrive in the fall. I thrive wearing fall clothes. They make me the happiest to put together. I swear, I get so into building outfits in the fall because I feel actually excited to do it because I know that it'll make me feel good and confident and cute. Whereas to compare in the summer, I hate dressing for the summer. I'm pretty sure I've talked about this before on this podcast as well, but I hate dressing for the summer is the bane of my existence. I hate wearing jean shorts. I hate, like, I mean, my thighs just rub together all the time. I feel like I have to wear pants because those are the only things that make my thighs not rub together, or biker shorts. But then I end up just wearing biker shorts and a big t-shirt and sneakers everywhere. And that's literally all that I wear in the summer. I don't like tight fitting clothes at all. They just don't, I don't feel comfortable in them personally at this point in my life. And obviously I'm just speaking for myself here, but if you feel this same way, you know, you get it. It is the bane of my existence. And also, not to mention, it is so damn hot that I, no matter what I'm wearing, I could wear the smallest outfit ever, which I don't want to do because that does not make me feel confident in myself. But when it's that hot, it's like you almost want to wear the least amount of clothes as possible. Even then, I step outside and I sweat immediately. And then I'm just gross. My face is all sweaty. My hair is all sweaty. My clothes are all sweaty. It's not fun. With fall, though, I'm wearing something cozy and comfortable that I feel confident in. And the weather allows for me to not look like a drowned rat. What's not to love? I love walking around New York City in the fall for a multitude of reasons. As I've already said, fall in New York City is one of my favorite things in the entire world. And I think that it's the best season here, personally. But I love walking around in the fall and seeing what other people are wearing and getting inspiration from other people's fall outfits. And I mean, walking around in New York City and seeing what people are wearing is always inspiring to me. I feel like I always see something new and interesting and get inspired by what people are wearing. But especially in the fall, I love seeing what people do. I don't know, like what kind of pieces people are wearing. Makes me realize things that I didn't even know that I liked, and combos that I didn't even know that I liked. And it makes me feel confident to try things that maybe are more out of the box than what I usually wear. So I love dressing for fall. I love fall outfits. I love fall in New York City. Just looking at all the brownstones with the Halloween decorations on them, with pumpkins out at the bodegas, the trees lining the streets with the leaves changing colors and the leaves falling off and then them crunching under your feet as you're walking. I love fall in Central Park, obviously. It's beautiful. It's stunning. It's amazing. It's perfect. Taking a nice walk in Central Park in the fall with the crisp air and the leaves crunching under your feet and the beautiful colors. Oh my goodness. It's just, it feels like actually heaven on earth. Just the energy in the air is so good. Continuing on with my list, fall scented candles are something that I love about fall. Duh. I am such a huge candle bitch. I love candles for every occasion, but fall candles have to take the cake for me. Christmas scented candles are definitely a close second, but judging by how much I love fall and how happy the whole season makes me, the candles just are the cherry on top. And every time I burn a fall candle, it makes me feel so happy inside because it reminds me of my favorite season. I love pumpkin scented things a lot. Any variation of a pumpkin scented candle, pumpkin vanilla, pumpkin spice, pumpkin, I don't know, whatever. Whatever I have right now, smoked pumpkin and hickory. There's like a gazillion different combinations of pumpkin and something that people have made into candles, and I eat every single one of them up. Going along with the whole pumpkin thing, not only do I love pumpkin smells, but I also love pumpkin spice flavors. I'm one of them. I can't deny it. I love pumpkin spice. I love a pumpkin spice coffee. Any type of pumpkin spice concoction, the Starbucks fall drinks. I didn't put that on this list. How did I forget that? I don't know. But I fuck with those Starbucks fall drinks. The pumpkin cream cold brew, fire. Pumpkin spice lattes. Actually, I haven't had a pumpkin spice latte this season because I usually get either the pumpkin cream cold brew or I do the venti ice brown sugar oat milk shake and espresso, but instead of the brown sugar syrup, I get pumpkin. But I do need to get at least one pumpkin spice latte before the season ends. It's just, you know, it's tradition. I have to do it. I love pumpkin spice flavor. Love it. Oh, pie. Oh my God. Don't get me started on pie. Do not get me started. Pumpkin pie is one of Earth's delicacies. And I stand by that. As well as apple pie. Bitch, you can never go wrong with a good apple pie. You just can't. My grandma used to make the absolute best homemade apple pies. She would make the crust and everything. Another thing that I love about fall is Trader Joe's fall things. Something about it. I don't know. I just really like when they do really all of their fun seasonal things. Trader Joe's really knows how to celebrate a season. They've always got something fun going on for the seasons. And their fall things, like the pumpkin flavored, there's so many. And it feels like there's always a new way that they're incorporating pumpkin into so many different types of food and drink. I just bought their spiced apple cider, and I wanted to make like apple cider mimosas. I thought that'd be really fun. So I'll probably do that. I don't know when, but I got their spiced apple cider. I got their mini apple pies last week. They've got a million pumpkin desserts. They've got pumpkin bread mixes, all the different other like seasonal baking mixes, the cookie one that I got. I love going to Trader Joe's. I love going to Trader Joe's, period, but I love when it's a season, a fun season, and they've got their seasonal stuff because people go crazy for that, and I am one of them. I just think it's fun and festive, and, you know, they do it so well. It makes me excited. Going along with the drinks and snacks theme, I've got to mention Thanksgiving food. Thanksgiving food is the greatest. I feel like you either love stuffing or you hate it. I am a huge stan of stuffing. Stuffing is one of my favorite things. It's hard to even name a favorite food on my Thanksgiving plate. I can tell you right now it's not turkey because I much prefer ham to turkey, but from like the candied sweet potatoes or sweet potato casseroles, oh my God, those are so good, to the stuffing, to the mashed potatoes. It's hard to pick a favorite. I think that if I had to pick a favorite, it would be stuffing though. Something about stuffing is going to do it for me every single time. And then of course, the Thanksgiving desserts of pie, usually pumpkin and apple. Oh my God. Just the most delectable combination of foods in one evening. We've already mentioned the colors of fall as well. I love the colors of the trees when they change. I just think it's beautiful. The oranges, the reds, the browns. Brown is honestly one of my favorite colors to wear. And just, I don't know, I really, really enjoy brown because it makes me feel cozy. Anything cozy, I immediately love. Fall colors are cozy to me. I don't know if they're cozy to me because they're fall colors or if I already thought they were cozy. And then the fact that they show up in nature in the fall makes me feel cozy during the fall. I don't know. Like, did the chicken come before the egg? Like, you know what I mean? Not really sure. But I love the colors of fall. And then the last thing on my list that I wrote down is football. My favorite way to spend a Saturday by far is the following, okay? Windows open, the crisp fall air breeze coming in, fall candle lit, cozy blanket, college football on the TV all day. I'm sorry. And I am an Eagles fan, so I love watching the Eagles. I will turn the NFL on Sundays and just kind of have that in the background, but I love college football. I feel like I'm the biggest fan of the Eagles, but I enjoy watching college football more. We're a Clemson family. If you know anything about college football, you know it's tough for us this year, but that's okay. We persist. My brother goes to Penn State, so I cheer for Penn State also. And I just, in general, enjoy watching college football. College football, like the start of college football, is one of the things that like marks the beginning of fall for me, even before it's officially the fall season on the calendar. It just feels so fall to me. It's cozy. It brings me comfort to have college football on in my apartment on a Saturday in the fall. It just makes me so happy. I don't know why. Again, did the chicken come before the egg? Would I enjoy college football as much if it wasn't in the fall? Not sure. It probably wouldn't feel as cozy and comforting to me if it wasn't in the fall, but I'd definitely still enjoy it. I enjoy watching it. And I don't want to say that and sound like a pick me, So I hope that it doesn't sound like that. It's just something I like to watch. And I think it's fun. And I've got my teams I root for. And I actually understand it because I've been, I mean, I grew up with my dad. I grew up in an Eagles household. So I learned about football quite young. And so it's fun for me to watch because I know what's going on. I've got the teams I like, the teams I don't. And it's just a fun activity that has nothing to do with me. Like, I do get emotionally invested. Like, let's not even... Okay, I don't know if I've ever told this story. Did I? This is another example of I don't remember what I've talked about ever. But I don't remember if I've told this story on the internet. But if I haven't, here we are. I'm going to tell you this story. This is one of my favorite stories of the past, like, 5 years of my life. And it's something we laugh about to this day. And you will understand why in a second. I think this is going to be how I end this episode. This story has literally nothing to do with fall, but it does have something to do with football. And I think it's hilarious. So let's... Basically, the night of the NFL draft, when the Eagles drafted Devontae Smith, I don't even remember what year this was. We needed a good receiver so bad. And we were vying for Devontae Smith. And we actually ended up drafting Devontae Smith and not picking somebody else and then having everybody be upset. And I was so excited in that moment. I couldn't even explain to you why. I was so excited when we drafted him that I screamed so loud in excitement and joy. Like, I was cheering so loud. About 10 minutes later, I was at my parents' house at the time. About 10 minutes later, we get a knock at the door. And it's like nighttime, probably like 8, 9 p.m. So we're like, who the fuck is at the door? My dad goes to open the door. And I wish I could make this up. But it's the police. The police show up at our door. And they say, hey, is everything all right? We got a call that somebody was walking by and heard somebody screaming. And they called in to make sure that everything was okay. The person screaming was me. Because we drafted Devontae Smith. And the two police officers showed up at our door. They were like, yeah, we're just here to make sure everyone's okay. And I literally looked at them and I was like, the draft is on. And the Eagles just drafted Devontae Smith. I was mortified. I was mortified. To this day, we joke about it and we laugh about it because are you, like, what? I will say, though, to the person who was walking by and heard that and called, they are real as fuck for that. Like, the way that they were looking out, like, just in case. I respect that a lot. Because you never know. Like, I feel like a lot of the time people will just hear some sketchy shit and then mind their business. But no, this person went out of their way to call and make sure that everything was okay. And I respect that. And they're real as fuck for that. But the truth is that all that happened was that Devontae Smith was drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles. So that happened. I feel like I've never told this story because I feel like I would remember telling this story publicly. But yeah, breaking my silence, that is my truth. And that did happen. And that, my friends, is what happens when you grow up in a very dedicated Philadelphia Eagles household. Actually, no, it's not. That's not what happens. It's just me. I was being extra as fuck, obviously. Yeah, all right, that's my story. I think that there's really nothing more I can say about this episode. We have covered so much ground in this last 45-ish minutes that we've been hanging out. But to sum it all up, in conclusion, at the end of the day, the bottom line is fall is the greatest season of the year. I love it. It makes me feel nostalgic. It makes me feel cozy. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. I love everything about it. And it is absolutely my prime. I feel like I peak in the fall. I'm a fall bitch. And if you are also a fellow fall bitch and you love fall as much as I do, I really hope that this episode made you feel cozy and got you into the fall spirit and the fall mood. I feel like I need to go put on a fall video or a fall movie or something now, because I'm just feeling so cozy and warm and happy. Even just me talking about this right now, I love it. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did, and I hope you have an amazing fall. As I said, I'm gonna make a post on the Instagram, the podcast Instagram, for this episode, and I'll probably ask something like, what's your favorite part of fall, or another fall related question. But please feel free to go on the podcast Instagram and comment on that post things that you love about fall as well. It can be anything. Like, you could comment the most niche specific thing that you love. I want to read them all, because when I have something I love so much, I love talking about it, and I love when other people love it. And nothing is too niche to talk about when it comes to fall, because somebody else will probably know the exact feeling that you're talking about, and that person will probably be me. Okay, that's all I've got. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Digital Diary. I love you so much. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and an amazing rest of your week. And I will be back next week with a brand new episode. And I will talk to you then. Bye.